Karen McAvoy is now joining us online to give us his thoughts. More importantly for us, he's been aboard Bonneville this morning. He's, in fact, jumped on the last two mornings. Morning to you, Karen.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this challenge, obviously, in a big Group 1. What sort of a feel has Bonneville given you?
Yeah, I've been happy with her, Andrew. She had a canter on her yesterday morning at Flemington, and then this morning just came in and did some nice striding work over 1,400 metres on the dirt, and she seems nice and happy. She's bright coming off the track, and she feels well, so it's good to have a sit on her and just get to know her a little bit heading into Saturday's race.
I guess you've watched her a little bit too in you know, her runs that, you know, obviously close up when she won the Oaks earlier this year in Sydney. She just really looks an impressive mare.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the further she goes, the better she gets is my impression of her. And I know Huey Bowman rates her quite highly, as does Murray. And, you know, that's good enough for me. I'm pretty happy to be on her. And, you know, she goes to a mile and a half on Saturday, which is going to be perfect, I feel. And she's won around Caulfield. So all pluses. And, you know, it'd be nice if we just got a little bit of rain, which there's a bit of cloud sort of forming here at, above Flemington at the moment. But hopefully Caulfield get a little bit, which would just make it that little bit more nicer for on Saturday.
Is the barrier a bit tricky, given that you may have to go back further than what you'd originally hoped?
Yeah, possibly. I haven't had a good sat down and had a good look at it yet, but I'll do that today and tomorrow and just work out how it might unfold. You know, we can be midfield or behind midfield, that'd be perfect. Obviously, it all comes down to tempo. You know, at the end of the day, tempo can enhance your chances or it can hinder them. So we'll see how it might unfold and then try and ride accordingly. So, you know, she can sustain a run this mare for a good half mile. And I followed her in the race, the Underwood, the race that Huey won.
Yep.
Two runs back and you know, she was off the bridle and you know, I was on Hartnell. We were chasing from sort of half mile out, and she really hit into power band over the last 300 metres. And once she got to the straight, so that's the sort of mare. That's what she can do. So you know, I'll be tuning into that come the half mile.
Karen, I know that you know, the others will make decisions about the next couple of days from the stewards and Murray Baker's point of view, but just one on her. I know it's difficult because you've only ridden her twice, but to you this morning, she felt good.
Yeah, I couldn't fault her action. She was nice and even and free. So there are two key words that I use or try and sort of focus. The two key points that you focus on when you're assessing how a horse is feeling. And you know, her action didn't change from the start of the work to the finish of the work. So that's an important aspect of it. And as I said, mentally, she seems nice and bright, and that's pleasing, you know.
Yep, understand. Mate, I won't go through any other ride because I respect that you're out there walking Flemington at this stage and in your work. But what about just the last few weeks, Karen? I know you've got to get on the good horse, but your confidence must be really at a high, just the way that you're placing your horses. Foxwood is one that stands out to me from that wide draw at Cranbourne.
Yeah, it's working out well for me, Andrew. I've had a bit of luck, but, you know, it's getting on some nice horses and making the right decisions has been helping me to win some races. So getting very good support and looking forward now to Caulfield Cup and hopefully we can have a nice day there on Saturday. And as I said, it's been a good couple of weeks, but still looking forward now to the big assignments ahead.
Understand. And, mate, you've told Tony McAvoy that you won't be riding Royal Symphony. That's gone to Dean Yendall in the Cox Plate. You'll just wait and see what Charlie Appleby ends up doing there?
Yeah, that's right. I'm hoping that the team decide to run Folkswood. I think he's got a nice each-way chance there and put up some good figures to win there at Cranbourne on Sunday. And he's done well apparently since, they tell me. So wait to hear back and get confirmation from Godolphin.
Understand. Karen, thanks for your time. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate.
Karen McAvoy joining us there from Flemington.